Now will you notice, verse 19, "Then said they unto him, Where is thy father?" You see, again, they're reflecting on his birth. Jesus answered, "Ye neither know me nor my father," that is, his heavenly father. "If ye had known me, ye should have known my father also." Now, if you'll always notice that he spoke of the father as being my father in a different relationship than he's the father of you and me today through faith in Jesus Christ. You remember he said to Mary after his resurrection, "I ascend to my father and your father." We become children of God through faith in Christ. He calls him father because of his position in the Trinity. He's God the Son, and the other's God the Father. Hasn't anything in the world to do with generation or regeneration, but it has everything to do with the position in the Trinity. Now, they raise the question, "Where's thy father?" And he says, "Why, you don't know me, and you don't know my father. If you'd known me, you should have known my father also." And if you're to know God, you'll have to come, of course, through Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to hit high points through this discourse here. And this is verse 21. "Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself?" Now, you'll notice how much they were in the dark here, the questions they asked. The first question in verse 19, "Where is thy father?" Now the question is, "Will he kill himself?" They know nothing about the fact that he's been instructing his own that he's going to Jerusalem to die at the hands of the Gentiles. He'll be delivered by these same religious rulers, and he'll die a redemptive death for the sins of the world. So the question is, will he kill himself? And the answer, no, he'll give himself a ransom for many. And he says, "Whither I go, ye cannot come." And he said unto them, "Ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of the world. I am not of the world." Now, that is something that they missed altogether. You have that same thing over in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, by the way, where you will find Paul there speaking of that which is earthy and that which is spiritual. The first man, he says, is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as it is heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. So that today, it's quite possible for the natural man to understand anything that the natural man, the earthy man, comes up with. In other words, human knowledge today can be understood by any other man who has a human nature. That is, if his IQ is high enough. But what one man can work out, another can work out also. That is for sure. But divine knowledge must be loved to be understood, and only the Spirit of God can take the things of Christ and show them unto us. That's what he's saying here.